Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Hey, it's 42nd Street Pete. We're back. It's Friday night, and we are back after a little absence from last week. And being that February is Women in Horror Month, I decided to call the ambassador of Women in Horror, Rebecca Herzberg. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that right. Okay. And she and another friend of mine have been having a problem with some people who don't think there should be a Women in Horror Month or Women in Horror at all. So I'll let Rebecca take the mic here and tell what's going on here.
Yeah, there have been people from the start that haven't been gung-ho over it, but recently, I guess over the last year or two, there's been a lot more animosity from a lot of folks who just absolutely hate the idea. And for us, we just think that they're blowing it out of proportion, honestly. It's something that's fun for us. Like, it's, you know, we don't get what the big deal is. And we have no problems. That's my son in the background, by the way, if anybody hears background work. But anyway, so we don't have a problem with anybody who doesn't agree. You know, I have several girlfriends that work in the industry who are not, you know, all for it, but they don't sit there and tell us to go fuck ourselves or, you know, start stalking us. They're, you know, very respectful about it.
Yeah.
And so...
There's one person in particular who was giving you a lot of problems, and also another friend, a mutual friend of ours, Annie Reardon, who's actually a writer for BrutalAsHell.com and my magazine, Grindhouse Purgatory. And this guy's name is William Pattison, I think, or he calls himself Eric Morse, too.
Yeah, I think William Pattison is his real name. I don't know. And so I go back and forth between calling them either William or Eric. I don't really know what to call them. But, yeah, I guess Annie told me briefly the problem she had had with them. And he had also, like, it's not just us. It's several women that he's been attacking. And, like, the Soskas, he's upset with them because he wanted them to call him for his birthday on his podcast. But they ended up not doing it. They went on another podcast instead, and he was absolutely livid about that. So after that, it was every day, these twins are a couple of bitches, and their movies aren't really that good anyway, and, you know, all this stuff. And he's also given Heidi problems as well. She's also involved with Women in Horror Month. And he's also created this thing for March called Artists in Horror Month. And at the start of it, he started messaging me about it before. Like, I didn't know who this guy was. I had never heard of him before. And I was starting to get messages from him saying, you know, come like the Artists in Horror page, you know, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm not an asshole. So I was being nice to him about it, just waiting for him to stop messaging me. I'm like, okay, cool. And he kept talking about it. I was like, well, like, tell me a little more about your organization. What do you guys do? Do you also have charity events? You know, he's like, no, we just talk about how awesome all artists are equally. And, you know, he just kept rambling on about it. And the more and more he talked about it, the more it sounded like something he created simply to attack all the women in horror. And, you know, it is really selfish of him. I don't understand it. And I'm trying to be nice and not really say anything mean about him, because I don't condone, you know, a lot of shit talking or touching on his weight or anything like that, like some people have been. But sometimes you can only be so nice.
Yeah, well, he's an internet bully. There was somebody who put up some of the stuff that he was saying on Facebook. There's a group there called Conventions, which basically rags about, you know, bad conventions, you know, talks good about good conventions, talks about what's bad, you know, in the industry about conventions. And he had a whole thing on there, and he's like, it seems like a lot of people consider him just a joke. He's just some, you know, basement-dwelling mouth breather who got a podcast. Like, you know, everybody can get a podcast. I got a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And then he's making statements like he wants to clean up all the druggies and drunks out of the convention circuit. Well, those are the people who go to conventions, pal. I don't know what you do. I don't really think you go to conventions, because the picture I saw of you, you know, you're pale as a ghost, so I don't even think you see sunlight. And I've just read some of the asinine fucking statements he's put out, and then he goes after Annie, and Annie throws stuff on his wall, and he spends most of his time deleting Annie's comments. And it's pretty pathetic that, you know, this guy thinks who he is, and he's a running joke to a lot of people. And
yeah,
I don't.
He can dish it all out, but he can't take it. That's why he deletes Annie's comments.
He's an internet bully. That's all he is. And, you know, like I said, people, the fans seem to think he's a joke, and then he has his supposed posse or something like that, and they're doing some kind of weird thing with a slasher movie. Well, I hate to tell you something, pal. Slasher movies are played out, and basically slasher movies are pretty much violence against women, so I can understand why somebody like that would get off on that, because obviously he's never, you know, met a real woman except for the pixelated images on his computer and the staples and the centerfolds that he reads. So... I'm getting hardcore, and I don't care, because, like I said, he attacked a friend of mine, and I don't like it, and she's a friend of yours, and I've always supported women in horror.
Annie. She's a really good writer, too. She's very talented.
Yeah, she's actually coming out to Cinema Wasteland this time, too.
Awesome.
She's making the trip.
I didn't know they had that conventions or whatever group, but he recently was told that he was not allowed to go to a convention that he was supposed to be a guest at, because several of the guests there had a serious problem with him, and they were like, you know, hey, we do not feel safe with this guy coming. He's been harassing us for a long time now, and I think the people running it did a little research. You know, anybody can like Google his name and see a lot of the stuff that pops up, and it's never anything good. And so I think these people knew, you know, that he couldn't be a part of the convention.
Can you say which convention this was?
Oh, God, what was the name of it? It's in San Diego. I think it's something new, because I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what it was called, but the people who run it seem to be really nice. And he actually made a post saying, like, it seemed like a threat to me. I forgot the exact quote he put out there, but he said something along the lines of, you know, you people are going to pay for this and blah, blah, blah. He was very upset that he was told he could not come to the convention.
Well, see, this seems to be a pattern with these guys, because number one, if it wasn't for the internet, they'd have no voice at all. Number two, they are backward people who basically... You know, I don't know how old this guy is. I'm going to say, you know, late 30s, early 40s. But, you know, he's probably a guy who basically was brought up on the internet and really can't interact with real people. And when he does, this is how he lashes out. And he's not the only one, because, you know, we've had problems in the past with a guy from Dead Pit Radio who was bad-mouthing us. There was another guy named Jim O'Rear who had a rally an army together on Facebook, because this guy had claimed he was a star in Days of the Dead, and he wasn't. And all the cast members say he wasn't, he's lying, and that type of thing. And it was another sociopath that your friend Allison and I had a problem with, a guy named David Austin, who just got committed.
Yes. My gosh. I have had a huge problem. Like, that guy is straight up crazy. And I've heard some horror stories. Like, there's a girl that claims to have a restraining order against him. And, you know, a lot of my friends, I have a lot of friends that live in New York. A lot of them I work with on projects. And they've told me on several occasions that this guy just kind of invites himself to a lot of these things, and he really bothers them. And they also made comments on his personal hygiene as well. But
he's a sociopath.
I'm not going to go there, but he trolls the VHS horror collectors group. He makes a lot of fake profiles and go from there. One day he started, he messed with me and Allison pretty hard. One day he started posting pictures of me in the group, and I had a contact Earl, the guy who runs the VHS group, and I was just like, look, this is not acceptable. He does not have my permission to stalk my page, save my pictures to his computer, and post them all over the group. This is a group about collecting VHS, not about, you know, making a mockery of people. I never did anything to this guy. I've never even met him or talked to him before.
Well, he started on me. See, he was originally in California, and I think that's where he had a problem with Allison. He also messed with Stage Stallone, a bunch of other people out there. Then he winds up in New York, and he's got all these guys terrified. Did you see a picture of this guy? He's a 28-year-old wannabe piece of shit that has ripped off so many people in New York. Now I heard, you know, somebody posted a picture. He's in Georgia. He was arrested for stalking and other charges. And then somebody had said, yeah, somebody had said that they committed him. He's an institution now.
Yeah, he's also friends with William Patterson.
That would make sense. You know, scumbags flock together. That's what it is.
Yeah,
and you know what it is? I'll tell you a story about Austin. I was with a company called Wild Eye Releasing, and they were running grindhouse shows in New York, and we were pretty much packing the place. And, you know, as things go in New York, the lease got jacked up to some ridiculous price where the owner of the theater couldn't afford it anymore and folded it up. So this guy and a buddy of his decided they were going to step in our footsteps. So they got into this, I can't remember what theater it is. It might have been Cine Village or something like that. And they promised, Austin promised to come up with a 35mm print of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Well, he showed up with a DVD and there was only one person there. And the reason there was only one person there is he failed to realize that the reason we got people into the theaters was we advertised, we handed out flyers, we papered the city. So he got nothing, and then he turned around saying this was all so-and-so's fault, and he did it a second time. Then the guy he was with, he beat him for a lot of money, and the guy actually was a friend of mine. I had to just tell him, I can't be associated with you when you're with this fucking piece of shit. So they split up, and then he hooked up with somebody else and told this kid that he had the VHS rights for Necromantic, and this kid put out a lot of money, and this asshole never had the rights. And then I heard there was so much heat on his ass that he actually left New York. He's in Georgia. He was stalking somebody in Georgia and got arrested, and he was committed. That's the last I heard. It doesn't surprise me that all these sociopaths are in the same fucking club, you know?
And you know what? It doesn't do you any favors when you're associated with them. Like, I made the mistake in the past of befriending this woman. I think I mentioned her name to you earlier. And she just fed me with all these malicious lies, and I was gullible enough to believe everything she said. And Allison and I actually, for like 2 weeks there, just couldn't stand each other because this woman told me all these lies, and I believed everything. And see, I'm a mature person. I didn't like fighting with Allison, so her and I right away got over it, you know. And I love Allison. Her and I talk on the phone constantly. And I have nothing but good things to say about her. But when you associate yourself with people like that, that act like this on the internet, that make fake profiles, that go out of their way to just stalk and harass you, this crazy, batshit crazy behavior, like, it doesn't do you any favors. And I think I'm still paying for having believed everything this woman, you know.
You can just say her name on the air if you want.
Her name's Elska McCain. Yeah, I'm really scared to honestly bring her up because last night my Twitter was spammed with several tweets. One asking if my I had posted pictures of my son. I took him to the park earlier, and I like showing off pictures of my kids. Unfortunately, I can't do it all the time because of stalkers like this. You know, when you're a public figure, a lot of times you just have to keep that stuff, you know, without the public view. But I wanted to show off pictures of my son, and I'm getting all these tweets from all these fake accounts she's making, like asking if my son had mental disabilities and just all this stuff. And before, she had made a fake profile of my dead grandmother with pictures of my daughter and like all this stuff. And I'm not the only one that's had these problems. Allison, you know, also had problems with her for a long time. A former, like, kind of coworker who had a podcast with Day Green. One night, this Elska chick started posting it all over her page that her kids were retarded. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people like this. And Elska now, you know, she's friends with Eric, too. So it's like they all just kind of bond together to talk shit about everybody that that's doing better than them.
Yeah. Well, my attitude is I've already gone down this road with Allison because this Austin piece of shit was throwing this thing that me and her, you know, were having some kind of, you know, sexual relationship. And you can even ask Allison because I had her on the show live one night to dispute this thing. These people are basically sexually backwards anyway, and they wouldn't know what to do with the real woman. And, you know, I don't have this problem with people want to badmouth me on the internet because I don't give a fuck. You people don't pay my bills. And as far as somebody might say, well, what did you ever do? I said, you know, my attitude is I was writing for several magazines before the internet, in the infancy of the internet. Chiller Theater Magazine, Shock Cinema, Ultraviolent, Uncut. I've been published a ton of fucking times. I get royalty checks twice a year for my DVD line. Do any of these fucking internet trolls get anything out of the business except to aggravate it? Because they're fucking failures. They're fucking failures. They're wannabes. Like I said, if it wasn't for the internet, they wouldn't exist. They need the internet because they can hide safely behind their keyboards with their pudgy little fingers and type all the fucking bio they want. And if people are dumb enough to believe the shit that's written about you and written about me, they're not fucking fans. They're sociopaths too because they're feeding into this shit.
Yeah, and you know, this year is a big year for me. I have more going on for me than I've ever had, and I've worked pretty damn hard to get here. And I continue to bust my ass. I stay involved with a lot of shit, even in my own community, you know. And when they see that you're doing well and they're not doing anything, like this woman, she's a 37-year-old stripper. I don't have a problem with strippers. I have friends that are strippers. But that's what she does. And then she comes to me, you know, trying to make fun of me for some of the things that I do, and then saying stuff like, oh, you're trying to piggyback your way up to the top and just promote yourself. And Women Horror Month is all about promoting themselves. And it's like, well, not necessarily, but yeah, of course I want to promote the shit out of my stuff. I work hard on it. Why would I not want to promote it and get it out there? But I also enjoy promoting not just other women, but, you know, people in general. I don't understand, like, we all love horror films. I don't understand why we all can't just get along and talk about horror films, you know.
Well, you know what it was? For whatever reason, you know, and it's like everything else, all of a sudden horror became the hip thing to be into, and the wrong people got into it, like Patterson, Austin, and the rest of these creepy bastards, you know. That's what the whole problem is, you know. When something is all of a sudden hip to do, I go back, like, you know, and I'm not afraid to admit my age. I'm 61. I got the shit beat out of me when I was a kid for liking horror films. I got my magazines taken away from me. I got them ripped up in front of the class. I got, you know, ridiculed, maligned, whatever. And we felt special back then because we were a small group of people who loved this shit and took a lot of shit for it, and we fought for it. Now, all of a sudden, it's hip to be into horror. You know, how many years later?
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No. Oh, okay. Horror always ran in a cycle. You know, for a couple years, you'd have a lot of really good shit, and then for a couple years, you wouldn't have anything. Now it's a saturation point because, you know, a lot of the stuff that comes out is crap. But, you know, the special things like Night of the Living Dead, Halloween, those were events back then. You waited for shit like that because, you know, be a lot of crap out in the middle of it that didn't work. But then Halloween would come out, Night of the Living Dead, Texas Chainsaw, the classics, the modern classics would come out. So, you know, that's what we grew up on.
Well, see, I'm about to be 28 years old, so, but I was around for the horror films on VHS, and I had, like, the best mom-and-pop video store around the corner from my house, and when I'm 8 years old, I'm just standing in the horror section just in awe of these, you know, the cover art, just, like, I have to have all these films, and that's when I began, like, just holding on to all my tapes, and I knew a lot of them, you know. And I remember whenever DVD came out, I was just like, oh shit, soon I won't be able to sit, you know, they're taking some off the shelf already. So I began just buying them from the video stores instead of, you know, just waiting for the DVD to come out, if it would, you know, even come out. But I got made fun of a lot for that. My friends would tell me, Rebecca, you talk way too much about horror films, or even in dance class, like, Beaumont is a very hoity-toity town. There's a lot of oil money here, and doctors and lawyers, and so A lot of this shit is kind of strange to them, so I still get, you know, made fun of for liking it, but, you know, whatever. I'm going to like what I'm going to like, you know. And
how close are you to Austin?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How close are you to Austin?
Austin is about 4 hours away, and I go there often because my brother lives there, and I was actually there recently watching a gesture tracking, and I think I saw you in that, actually.
Yeah, they came up here. They interviewed me for something.
Yeah.
Did I have, like, fish tanks in the background with lizards in them and shit?
I think so. Yeah, Dan was supposed to interview me, but due to funding, they had a hard time coming here. But they did finally go through here to get to Austin, and I'm still so mad at Dan for this. Not, like, seriously mad, but I'm just like, oh, dick. He found there's one video place left called Movieland, and it's my fault. I shouldn't have posted, like, where it is that I found all these, like, clams. And unfortunately, I did, and there were still some on my list that I was going to go back and get, and I found out that he went in and spent $300, but there were several that the girl who works there, like, was holding for me, so she wouldn't sell it to him, but still, he walked away with a few of my tapes, so, yeah, I'm a little upset about that, but.
Yeah. No, the reason I ask about Austin is a good friend of mine in Todd's lives down there, Gary Kent, if you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a resident of Austin. He's been on the show several times. He was in Satan's Sadist. He was a season in the Stuntman Hall of Fame. Worked for Ted Michaels. Worked for Ray Dennis Steckler. Worked for a lot of good people. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Austin is one of the most amazing cities in America. There's so much going on there. And Texas in general. I love Texas, and I'm proud to be from here. Everyone's always making fun of my voice, but, you know.
I didn't do that.
Whatever.
I know Austin's like really the biggest happening city in Texas right about now, and it's also getting real overcrowded and real expensive, according to Gary. So
it's very expensive. Like Beaumont's pretty expensive. It's definitely getting a lot more expensive, and Houston, you know, is pretty bad too. But Austin, it's a shame because it's such a gorgeous town. It's so beautiful. And yeah, there is always something going on, but you have to have a nice paying job if you want to live there.
Yeah, it's like a lot
I'm
of cities.
I'm just fortunate that I have family there, so I'll just come and stay for weekends for film things. Like, they had Fantastic Fest there recently that I went to, and I'll be in Dallas is good too. That's where we do Texas Frightmare Week, and I hosted Texas Frightmare Week in 1 year, and I always stay involved with that. And I don't know if you've heard anything bad in cons, but I think it's one of the best conventions.
There was something, you know, it was, he came, what's his name, Cryer, is that his name, the guy who runs
Lloyd.
Yeah. He came on conventions and something went incredibly sour, and I emailed him off site and I said, you know, I agree with some of the stuff you said, but you shouldn't have, you know, fed into the stuff, which he probably never answered me back, because he probably thinks I'm a piece of shit too. But a lot of stuff was going on back there. But yeah, you know, we have one up here, Cinema Wasteland in Ohio, that I support. Matter of fact, I moved up here because of that, you know, not because of the convention itself, because of the area, and it was a lot better than where I was in Jersey. But, you know, we support, you know, the local cons and things like that. You know, it's always a good thing. Do you have a website or anything?
Do I have a website, or do they have a website?
Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah, I do. I write for several websites, but I have my own personal blog. I surprisingly get a lot of good positive feedback on it. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of, like, colors, and stuff. I'm obsessed with, like, 80s neon.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. And I have, like, all kinds of VHS covers over it. But it's Your Friendly Neighborhood Jewish Girl .blogspot.
Your Friendly Neighborhood Jewish Girl .blogspot?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys heard that. Now, you ought to check out Rebecca's thing. You know, that's you know, we're all about promoting stuff on this show, too, because, you know, we get a lot of people, you run into a lot of people in the business. Like, we had Seek on talking about her book. If Gary had a book. We had him on talking about a book and a couple movies. You know, I'm all about promoting for cool people. You know, a guy like Patterson, mm-hmm. actually, unfortunately, I'm giving him airtime right now, which sucks. But, you know, don't even support this guy because, you know.
You are, a lot of people have been. A lot of people have come to me. They've even been listening to his podcast. I surprised him by going on his podcast one night because he kept calling us out and saying that we didn't have the balls to stand up for ourselves. And, you know, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to call this guy. And I don't know if you've listened to it. If you haven't, it's fucking gold. You have to at least Google it. But I went on there and I was very calm the entire time. I asked him why he kept referring to us women as bitches, and I kept reminding him, hey, I'm not here to make fun of you. I just want to understand. And this guy's just screaming the whole time that I'm talking to him. He's screaming his head off, calling the Soska sister bitches, and it's pretty wild. A lot of people have come to me saying, hey, you know, I just listened to that. My mouth dropped. I can't believe how you kept your cool the entire time. I don't know how I did either. And a lot of people have told me, they're like, he's like never-ending entertainment for me. I can't help but want to look at his page or listen to his stuff because... And that's not necessarily a good thing. He thinks that he's getting a lot of hits on this stuff, but really, these people think he's batshit crazy, and they're amused by it. And so they're listening to this and laughing at him, and he doesn't understand that.
Yeah, he's a train wreck. That's all he is. Because somebody says, well, you're going to go on and call him out, and I says, let me explain something to you, and maybe this will clear up some other conceptions too. All these guys that are internet tough guys, when you meet them in person, and I've already had this experience, they will not make eye contact with you.
No, they will not. They will not.
No. It's one thing. It's one thing to be anonymous behind a screen, but I've walked up to guys at conventions and say, remember me? And all of a sudden, they're downcast, and they walk away. I've had through the Austin guy, how a bunch of people were going to come to Wasteland and beat the shit out of me in the parking lot for exposing their VHS deal out there. Well, guess what, pals? Nobody came up. You can talk all the shit you want. You're not going to do it because the bottom line is you will not confront anybody in person. It's easier to do it on the internet. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is a joke.
You know what, Heidi? You know Heidi Martinuzzi.
I met her at she was at Genghis Khan.
I love Heidi. I think one of the reasons why her and I get along so well is because we're both very sarcastic people, and sometimes we don't really know how to take this shit seriously. Like right now, Eric Patterson says that Heidi and I are a couple of feminazis, which is not true. Yeah. But anyway, you know what she just keeps telling me when I get upset, like especially last night when I kept getting these tweets about my son and all this really fucked up shit. She said, you know, like, I was just like, I just don't understand, Heidi. I don't understand what it is that I did to this person. I don't understand why they're doing this to me. If there's something I'm doing, please let me know so I can stop, so they'll just leave me alone. And she was like, that's it, Rebecca. You don't understand because you're a completely sane person. These people, crazy people, don't know that they're crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
And trying to talk sense to them is not going to help. You cannot talk to crazy people. It doesn't register, you know. It just doesn't register.
Give us your website again, Rebecca, so some people can support you down there.
It's yourfriendlyneighborhoodjewishgirl.blogspot.com. And, you know, I promote all my stuff that I'm involved with. I'm working on my first film, and it's going to be awesome. I'm not going to tell the title. And it's really hard not to talk about it because it's so awesome and it's going to blow people away. But, you know, it's... You got to keep a lid on it for now, and so just keep checking back there for updates, and also check out wickedchannel.com. That's where I post all my VHS articles, and some of my work is going to come out in a couple magazines and prints this year, so yeah, everybody check that out, and blah, blah, blah.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and clearing this up and, you know, giving people opportunity to hear your side of the story because, you know, you sort of get shouted down with some of these idiots. And I'd like to have you and Annie on, you know, as a tag team, you know, down the road.
Yeah, I'll come on anytime, you know, and you're really sweet. And, like, I like to promote other people. I'm not a diva. I'm not out there to get anybody. Us at Women of Horror Month, we don't have a clique. This isn't high school. We want to help everybody out, and we all just love horror movies, and we wish that, you know, maybe one day all this shit will stop and people will stop being such assholes for no reason.
Yeah. Well, hope springs eternal. And again, thanks for being on, and we're running out of time, so stay sick, and we'll see you next week.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.